95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, sister. How the hell are you?
I'm good. You?
Happy Monday to you. Good. I'm good. I'm fine.
And look at you with a little tiny smile on your face.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me.
What's happening? It's sunny and it's Monday.
Yeah, it's gross.
What's going on?
You're right. It all blows.
I don't want to talk you
miserable.
Out of being in a good
you
mood,
did it.
But it's odd. I don't know what to do with
this
it.
This is awful. I hate everything.
I just don't know how to figure you out, man.
You are not the first.
I saw Mission Impossible over there.
Oh, how was it?
Totally looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And not great.
Oh, really? Yeah, I hear the action's really good, but the story is terrible.
Correct, yes.
Oh, okay.
The story and all of them are almost impossible to tell.
Right.
Because it's an impossible storyline.
Right.
So they're very difficult to do by their very nature.
Right.
And this one was all over the place.
I mean, considering
who's
how many...
that guy? Wait, what?
I mean, the number of movies they've done now, it's got to be almost equal to... I mean, the original TV series. I mean, it's like you get to a point where you don't have that many impossible missions left to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So, well, that's a bummer.
So they threw AI into this one.
Yeah.
AI. They just said that a couple times. And they're like, all right, well, I guess that's...
Hey, what's the buzzword, kids? Right. Oh, AI. We'll throw it in anywhere.
We'll throw it in there and make it sound like it makes sense.
And then you played some poker this past weekend.
I did. I played poker at the Commerce Casino with a bunch of listeners. Yeah, very cool people.
Very nice.
Very cool.
Nice.
We got 18 winners.
Nice.
That are going to move on to another tournament.
Take on some other crappy radio station that doesn't stand a chance against KLOS.
That is correct, yes. The people that made it really do know what they're doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's
cool.
Pretty great.
Right on.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
Give me five?
Yeah, it's a sports song. Songs about sports. Not necessarily like, that they play at sporting events. But ones that actually, make some reference to sports. It's fewer than you would expect.
I would expect very much.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I would expect a little more bounty than this. But what do you got? We'll be taking it at five. Yeah.
People are dumb.
Nice.
Your air conditioning broke this weekend.
Oh,
that always happens.
Yes, it does.
It always happens. And I think they're built that way.
Yeah, it does seem like it, doesn't it?
I think they're built so that when you need them the most, they go out. And it's BS.
Oh, God.
What, American dollar?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about your driving habits out there. America.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Next door app, weekend update.
Oh, nice. What's going on over the weekend? Who's been all pissed off at who?
Correct. And next, what's up with Florida? On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How many times have you eaten at a restaurant?
Pah. I mean,
have you ever gotten in a fight at one?
Gotten in a fight?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No, chowing down. Too busy.
Right.
Why?
Who does?
Yeah.
What's up with Florida?
What is the problem there?
Woman hits wrong man with burrito. Cops say.
Is that possible? Every man is ripe to be hit with a burrito.
Victim beamed in face with airborne Mexican delicacy.
Whoever wrote this
is
love
good.
Them. Yeah, that's solid.
A burrito thrown by a woman in a Florida restaurant missed its intended target and hit another man in the face.
Oh, man.
Investigators were called Wednesday evening to Rick's Reef, a St. Petersburg Beach eatery. Due to a female subject yelling at customers.
Well, now, here you are. You're actually at the beach. If there's anywhere on earth, you should be chill. When you're having dinner, you're at a Mexican place, you're going to have a burrito. Everything's going to be nice. Got a beer or 20.
Yep.
But here's a psycho woman screaming.
What kind of a world are you yelling at people in a restaurant?
Right.
It has never happened.
Nope.
I've never seen anyone else yelling at somebody in a restaurant.
Nope.
What's going on in Florida?
Yeah.
The woman in question was Sarah Ann Cochera, 46 years old.
Old enough to know better.
A witness told police that she was, quote, in a verbal dispute with a man not identified.
Some dude. Yeah.
Doesn't say she was with anyone either.
I doubt she was.
At one point, Cochera threw a burrito at the subject.
Kind of like that, actually.
Instead, it hit the victim in the face.
Hit the victim in the shoulder. In the shoulder. In Hollywood tonight.
The affidavit does not indicate whether the victim was injured.
By a burrito?
By the burrito.
Well, that's up to Rick's, I suppose.
I can't imagine.
Better be a...
What is going on in your life if you're yelling at restaurant patrons...
Hurling burritos.
And throwing Mexican food across the restaurant to try and hit somebody, which it doesn't sound like she knew.
I think we need to bring back Quaaludes. Just chill everybody out,
I'm down with that. Her LinkedIn profile lists her as, quote, a financial advisor.
I advise you to hurl burritos at people.
Yep.
That'll get the point across.
So that's what's happening in Florida.
Oh, there you are, trying to have a nice little meal, and all of a sudden you're hit by a burrito.
Right.
That would suck.
No extra charge. I'm down for that.
What's up with Florida?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for the Nextdoor app weekend update.
Yay!
People on the Nextdoor app are terrible.
Yes.
And hilariously so.
I wonder whoever started it, what they think of it now, the monster they've unleashed on the world.
This one is titled Staying Within Your Neighborhood, so that got my attention. It is from the pandemic, but it's hilarious. Please do not walk outside your neighborhood during this difficult time. I'm seeing many people I don't recognize walking near the nature center that do not live nearby. I hope they will close the nature center soon. And then somebody else responds, it is encouraged to get out and get fresh air while remaining a safe distance from others. A nature preserve sounds like a wonderful place to be.
Perfect.
During these difficult times. Yes. And then this guy comes along and I love it. Now I'm going to purposely walk on the publicly funded streets in front of your house and visit the nature center that our tax dollars pay for.
That's what you get, Karen. That's what you get.
This one is titled, What is a Power Bottom?
Oh, no. Okay.
I went for a walk with my grandkids.
Oh, no.
Who are 14 and 15 at a park, and we walked past these two men walking, and one of them was in a shirt that said Power Bottom. And my grandkids keep laughing and won't tell me what it means. Help?
Well, all right. We'll send them the video. Let's send the grandma some video.
Hello, all. I was recently looking through my daughter's room to see if I could borrow one of her waist trainers to wear to my next book club meeting when I found a strange bottle in her sock drawer.
Uh-oh.
I'm afraid to touch it because it seems like some kind of hard drug. It has a strong alcoholic scent, but the leaf pattern on the front makes me wonder if it contains some kind of cannabis.
Right on, man.
And on top of that, the logo claims it soothes pain.
Yeah, it does.
Could my daughter be into some sort of alcohol cannabis blended opiate painkiller solution? I'm extremely worried, and if someone could please help me identify this liquid, that would be excellent. I've attached a picture below.
Is it a body lotion or something?
Oh, and don't worry. I've taken her 24-hour fitness membership away and grounded her. Please make sure your kids aren't hiding something like this in your house either. This could be an epidemic. And it's a bottle of aloe vera gel.
That's kind of what I figured. Yep. Oh, Mom. Why so paranoid? Sakes. And grounded her before she knew what it was.
Yes, had no idea what it was.
Oh, really? I'm grounded because of this, my aloe vera lotion.
This headline kills me. Did you ever ding-dong ditch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Yeah, you kind of had to, didn't you? Wasn't it the law?
It sort of was part of growing up. Mm-hmm. Ding-dong ditcher on horse. Had a ding-dong ditcher that ran away on a horse.
That's awesome.
Sounded like multiple people. Happened tonight at 11 p.m.
That's awesome.
Has this happened to anyone else?
Is that over by Griffith Park, I hope?
Oh, I would give anything to see that.
Dude, that rules. Can you go clopping up to the front door? Ding-dong, take the hell off. That's awesome.
We are doing Nextdoor App Weekend Update. Hello, neighbors. Finally, this morning, our pet pig will be having her hooves trimmed. It's not her favorite, and as such, she will be making some pretty wild sounds. Just wanted to warn everyone in case what they hear they think is an animal being harmed around 10:30 or 11 this morning. It's just Pansetta making her point of annoyance.
This is like practicing for, the ultimate butchering, I suppose.
It's pig for attention. So don't worry about it. I love the fact that she has to pre-warn the neighbors about her pig.
Squeal like a pig.
Yes, exactly. And that is the Nextdoor App Weekend Update. How long has it been since I won?
It's been a minute, I think.
And by a minute, you mean
couple
maybe
of
ever.
Years? Yeah.
I'm not sure ever.
I need dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey! I think you've won at some point here or there.
Yeah, I'd like to think that too.
But I have to say this one probably is a fairly hard one. And I have an idea in case you're like really faltering and like, drowning and throw you a dinghy. But we'll see how that goes. We'll see how it goes. If you miss like three in a row or something, then I have an idea.
Do you have some hints?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
All right. What's the topic?
These are the 10 worst cities for drivers. According to Consumer Affairs, you're more likely to have a crash, an accident, because of a series of things that they outlined in these particular American cities. Hold on a second. Here we go. Based on four factors, crash fatalities over 100,000 people, number of fatalities over 100,000 people due to bad driving, positive blood
alcohol content and speeding, and bad driving includes wrong way and one way traffic, fail to yield, that sort of thing.
All that I would say stuff. Wrong way is bad driving. Sure.
So
say that qualifies.
The top 10 American cities, the worst, like you really probably shouldn't be driving there.
All right. Is Los Angeles one of them?
Los Angeles is not. But
it's not a guess.
No. So exactly. Okay. No, it isn't. And it's smaller cities. That's why I think it might be a little difficult.
Oh,
they're well known. You know them.
Smaller cities.
You've heard of them, but
a smaller city in Los Angeles,
probably
perhaps.
Don't jump to. Well, that becomes a guess almost.
It's not though.
Yeah. No. Let's say no.
I'm just trying to clarify.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I will guess. San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Terrible drivers.
Hell of a start.
But no.
Wow. Okay. How do you...
The one I said was Colorado Springs. We were talking about terrible drivers at one point, and I was like, Colorado Springs had the worst. It's not on the list, so maybe I was wrong.
All right.
Maybe they're wonderful drivers.
Big cities that have a lot of traffic. New York is not one of them.
No.
Because they're all cab drivers. No big cities?
Not really large cities.
I was going to guess Chicago.
One American dollar, by the way, just FYI, is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaval.com.
All right, I'm going to guess Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Freedom! Elton John loves that song.
All right, so I got two wrong.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think I'm going to start giving you hints. One more, and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Because it is a little hard to zone in on these
Phoenix.
Things. Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep.
That's crappy drivers.
They really do. And I thought because of the snowbirds. I thought because of all the old people.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible drivers.
Yeah. All right, let me give you a couple of hints.
Please.
Let's say that in this city, McDonald's would feel right at home. You would just really absolutely feel that McDonald's would be happy to be in this particular city.
I don't know where it's from. What do you mean McDonald's is?
They would be just right at home. They'd be like, well, we could move
That's
in
a hint?
Right here. Yeah.
Whoa.
We could move in right here, and we'd be ready to open up a nice big restaurant here in this town.
I don't know what that clue means.
You will when I give it to you.
Okay.
Here we are. Okay.
I don't know. Atlanta?
Damn it. Here, I'll give you another one. Elvis would like this, would like this town. It's definitely famous recording studio here.
Where was he from?
Famous recording studio in this particular town.
Memphis.
Oops, you don't get that
one. I got one.
You got one.
With a clue, I got one.
Yeah, that's the number one city. Worst city to drive in.
Memphis,
Tennessee.
What?
Yeah, according to Consumer Affairs.
How is Chicago not up there?
Crash
Atlanta
data. Well, what about the crash ones? Data, actually?
Okay.
From the U.S. Department of Transportation. They say these are where the most incidences occur. You could probably buy some glass in this town. This is the last hint I'll give you. Probably buy some nice glass in this town.
You could buy some glass in this town. What kind of weird clues are you
Something
giving
you
me?
You would know. You would know this.
Just buy some glass in this town.
Definitely buy some glass in this town.
Some bongs?
This one town.
I have no idea
Damn
what
it.
The clues mean.
That one means Albuquerque.
Oh, gotcha.
The other one about the McDonald's with their arches, St. Louis.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, they're number
I thought you were asking me, like,
there.
Where they were
right.
from.
No. All right, so here's the
Give
list.
Give me the list.
Here's where you got to stay away from. Rockford, Illinois. Hesperia, here in California. There's only
Hesperia?
Two. Yeah, there's only two towns. Well, the other one is up in the desert, Victorville. They are bad drivers.
Are they?
Yeah, Victorville. Tied with, you didn't say Detroit. That would be the biggest city on here. Yeah,
that
was
going to
give you, you know, Home of Autos or 8 Mile or whatever. Cleveland, Ohio, St. Louis, Missouri, Macon, Georgia. How do you, Macon, Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is. ABQ at number three. Baton Rouge in Louisiana is number two. And Memphis is the place
These
you
are
really
all
shouldn't drive.
Mostly small cities.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
That's a dumb list.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
So last night we were trying to set the air conditioner. We have a new house.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It's one of those Google Nest things.
Right.
And
I mean, once you get the hang of that, it's awesome because you can
great.
Roll over.
Once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, you can get it set up and everything.
We didn't get it set up. We don't have the hang of it yet. So last night,
rules.
Just before bed, we were like, okay, well, let's just set it.
Right.
And it had all kinds of different settings on it.
It doesn't like that.
I can't do that. No, and then it'll set it for 10 minutes. Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm like, why does anybody need air conditioning for 10 minutes?
Right. Thank you.
And in what world is that an option even?
Because I don't think the weather is going to change drastically 10 minutes from now.
Why are you doing that? So then, you need a password. Oh, it's Google. Yep. Oh, it's geez.
Yep.
What a nightmare.
What's your bank PIN, your routing number?
Right. It takes a lot to figure that out.
It does. But once you get it going, I mean, it's so nice to be hungover in the morning. You can just reach over and turn it down the air conditioning and just roll back to sleep.
Yeah, I thought that. I would have thought that's how it worked, but it doesn't.
No, you
got to
go through a lot of hoops.
You have to go jump a lot of hoops. We did that last night. But it reminded me of every single time it gets hot in Southern California, air conditioners break. They all do.
House sitting a couple of years ago in the north end of the valley, and the air conditioner conked out in the middle of summer. And I was trying to find the picture. I wanted the exact temperature in our room, but it was like 97 degrees.
In the room?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
97 degrees.
No, I think I sit outside at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're out, then you're in
the
sun.
Is there a little breeze?
No.
Oh, I see.
Yep. Yeah, and there was no shade around this place. Yeah, so they got it fixed within a couple of days, but woo!
A couple of days is forever when it's this hot.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
So why do they make air conditioners to break? Seriously.
It's like they're locked in at July.
It's like, no, but when you need them most.
Yeah, shut down then.
They stop.
Yeah. Has it been on for more than 10 minutes? Break.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. And then you've got your air conditioner guys that have 75 places to go that day.
How do they squeeze you in?
I don't know. We'll see.
How do they do that?
I don't
know. How are you out there in that heat dealing with, oh, man. And then everybody, you know, that you're dealing with is already like,
yes, very frustrated.
I'm going to kill everyone. Get up there and fix it. I don't care how much it is. Wait, you want how much to fix this?
You have to have a best friend who's an air conditioning guy.
Yes.
In Southern California, you have to.
Because they're the best. You know, I love those guys.
Right,
you guys
are so helpful and nice and kind. And there when we need you.
Yeah, oh, man, oh, man.
So let's take phone calls from people whose air conditioning died, specifically this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll bet there are plenty in Southern California.
Yep.
Maybe your power went out.
Oh.
Maybe just your air conditioner started pushing out that hot air that it does. Maybe it stopped pushing any air at all.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. Your air conditioning went down. 818-955-KLOS. I'm just saying the air conditioning units seem like they're little weenies.
They are, man.
They're really weak.
It's hot. I'm going to break.
Yeah, that's when we need you.
No, I can't.
But it's hot.
Not too hot. No.
Your air conditioning went out?
I was on a road trip with my girlfriend at the time. We went to Zion National Park. I wanted to go in the spring. She wanted to go in the summer. We compromised. We went in the summer. And the air conditioning broke in Zion National Park, and it was the world record for Zion. It was like 124 degrees
there. Excellent. That's what you want?
And so I had to learn how to fix an air conditioning unit without any service on like this rental RV that I've rented off of Cruise America.
So you basically had to figure out how to fix it?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Or like RV travel isn't bad enough already.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Sherry, how are you doing?
Hi there. We are good. We're talking about air conditioning.
I was an HVAC guy for the last 2 years.
Wow.
The reason why they break down is because the compressors have to be hotter than the air around it.
Mm-hmm.
And with these increasing temperatures, the compressors can't handle it. They're not built to do 135, 140 degrees.
Gotcha.
You know, or whatever it is.
Don't the companies know that it's going to be this hot? Because really, it's not a huge surprise.
Well, they've been making them this way for, you know, ages, literally, the last 40 or 50 years. You know, you can still use some of these parts for the old air conditioners, but they're just not made to go that hot.
Right. It didn't used to get this hot. This is getting, you must be wall to wall working nonstop round the clock.
Last year I got injured, so I'm not doing it anymore.
Got to be nice to not be in the sun anymore.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm good, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
So I was at a vocational school for the blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so hot, it was like almost 100 outside, but in my bedroom, the humidity was 85%.
Woo!
And our AC unit was broken.
Oh,
excellent.
And it didn't get fixed for like a month.
Oh, my God.
A month.
Wow, you must have just like squeezed out all the water in your body.
Dude, I would wake up in a pool of sweat.
Right.
And if I went and took a shower, by the time I'm done tallying up, I'm sweating all over.
Ah, that's the worst. Ah. Hate it.
Sounds like you're doing a good job in hell.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting in Yorba Linda right now, sweating my butt off. So.
Good times.
At least it's a little dry. It's a dry heat. It's a dry insanity.
It is a dry heat. Dude, you know what? I've heard that before, and now I understand that totally makes sense.
You guys remember a month ago when it was raining so much?
Yes. Help. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your air conditioner broke. Listen, that can't all be good.
Shut up. I like that song. How dare you, sir? Let's step outside.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon talking about your air conditioning dying.
My fiance was hungover, and the AC wasn't kicking on. It wasn't getting cold, so I cleaned it. And then I noticed a tab. I pulled it out. I'm like, what is this? And it was just another filter that I didn't realize was there.
Yeah.
The entire 2 years we've had it there running. So it's just like probably like 2 inches thick of just dust and cat hair and human hair and God, who knows what else that it just pulled into that filter. But like I was sitting there for at least 15 minutes just sucking hair and dust out of that like crack area.
That doesn't sound great.
No, that doesn't sound like any fun at all.
It sucks, but also she's sitting there in agony, hungover in the heat.
She picked a bad time to be hungover.
Yeah, she really did.
Did cleaning all that stuff out actually make it work?
Oh my God. Amazing.
Really?
Like,
wow.
It went from sweaty balls to like, you know.
Not so sweaty.
Perfect, to what?
Like chilling 62 degrees in the room. So.
Wow, that's weird. So, yeah, people look for your filters. Maybe it's just a
Maybe
filter.
There's one you haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might be more than just one or two. Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, I was with my family. I was in the military. I was traveling to Texas from California. And I was in a 26-foot Penske truck hauling a trailer. And in the middle of Tucson, Arizona, my AC went out completely. Oh. I had my son, myself in the Penske truck. It was like 115 outside with the sun beating down. We stopped into the truck stop so I could call Penske, and it was so hot my shoes were literally melting to the asphalt.
Sure. I know that heat out there.
Yep.
It's insane.
And then after I got done with that, Penske, I can't make this story up, they had me reset the AC in the truck, had to honk the horn, had to turn the blinker on, had to turn the radio on, turn the radio off.
What?
Honk the horn, and the AC was reset in the truck.
What?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever done.
All that worked?
Really?
Yes.
What,
yes,
is that, yes. Is that like some sort of deal with a computer without really popping the hood and dealing with a computer?
Yep, that's what it was. They said I had to reset the computer and all that.
That's weird.
No joke.
That is super weird.
That is freaking weird.
I would have pictured that there were cameras on you.
Totally.
And it was a hidden camera show.
I thought I was. My wife was crazy. She thought I was crazy. She's like, why are you honking the horn? I said, because they told me to.
Hey, look, it worked.
They were messing with you. You just got lucky.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
Just when you needed it, your air conditioning broke. Time for one more call on your air conditioning failing.
My capacitor went out. I figured out how to fix it on YouTube.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was only a $10 item.
Wow.
It's really easy. And then they also tell you to check the fuse, and that's another easy thing to fix. So go to YouTube. You don't know what to do? It's going to save you a lot of money and a lot of time.
Yeah, you know, my wife actually has done a lot of YouTube repairs. She's gone on and found the right one and is like, all right, this is
how my problem with going to YouTube to get instructions on how to fix something is it's usually a 9-year-old kid.
That's true.
It's talking way too fast for me to keep up with. Have to push pause.
Grandpa.
Write it down, yep. Hey, did you say you were out at Commerce Casino this weekend?
Yeah, I was at the poker event. I lost in 3 hands.
Oh, did you? Oh, that sucks.
All in three times.
Give me five.
Go for that, Tony.
Songs in a row.
With who?
With Kevin and Sligo.
I know those dudes.
Songs about sports.
Yeah, so like if there's a sport mentioned in the song or whatever, 818-955-KLOS.
We need some help. These are a little bit difficult.
Yeah, it's a little hard to dig in and find some. Or you can also hit us up online. We are at Kevin and Sligo. But the first one up, AC/DC, play ball!
Your sports team is very old.
Oh my God. Who suggested this?
G-Unit 1111 and Mariah.
I didn't even know this existed.
I didn't either. I've heard enough.
Why, are you saying you had enough of Weird Al Yankovic?
Nope, but enough of this song.
Oh my God, yeah. Man. I mean, it's all about sports songs. This couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
Yeah, actually. Good.
I mean, I love Weird Al, but...
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, it's you guys rock, dude. Put me in, coach.
Center field?
Yeah, put me in, coach.
Yes, I'd like to request John Fogerty, center field.
Who's this?
Kerry.
Kerry, done deal.
All right, man. Well, smoke one for me.
It is all about songs with sports or about sports. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo. Hey, kind of bear with me on this one. It's with Meatloaf where he's running around the base.
I was wondering if anybody was going to bring that up.
Yeah. You know the name of it?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest baseball scenes in rock history.
Oh, it's a classic. I love it.
Well, you have demanded it, sir. We have no choice. Since you have demanded it, here it is.
Very cool.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A man in a security footage, which I'm going to put online because it's hilarious, entered Atlanta's Nail First salon.
Nail First!
And he had, looked like a gun. It was a black bag. It looked like he had a gun in.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And he wants to rob them, and he starts yelling at them.
Okay.
And none of them do what he says. They're all just sitting there looking at him. He's like, get on the ground! And they just look at him.
Okay. Are they all deaf?
And then, no. And then he yells at some more people, and somebody answers a phone, and one of the other customers walks out the door.
And well, maybe that's the way to handle this.
The guy eventually just gives up and leaves.
What? Really?
Listen to this. It's about a 15-second clip, and it's just him coming in, yelling at people, no one doing anything, and then leaving. It's hilarious.
Wow.
Everybody, get down! Get in on your money! It's got the boxes! Get in on your money! Get down! Where's the money?
The heck?
I heard someone say hello.
Get in the money!
Answer
the
phone.
Where's the money? Everybody, give me everything! Where's the money?
No one's giving him any money! So he just turns around and opens the door, walks back out. That was the whole thing.
That's the way to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Just ignore them.
The police say that's not the way to do it.
No, I agree.
They say to give them whatever they ask for. But
that's amazing.
Not this Atlanta nail salon.
How is that possible?
They just all went, nope.
Yeah, whatever, man. Go yell somewhere else.
Go yell somewhere else.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
That is great.
Post that, right?
Yep.
All right.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And it's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. What's up with Florida? A woman in a Mexican food restaurant threw her burrito at another patron.
That's not the proper use for a burrito.
Missed the guy she was aiming at and hit someone else.
I mean, you know, you need to do practice.
Right. If you're going to throw burritos, get good at it. I failed to win one American dollar by naming three of the cities with the worst drivers.
Sorry, Hesperia and Victorville, you were on the list.
In my defense, they were all little cities.
Yeah.
Memphis was number one.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I don't know. I didn't have any trouble driving there, but whatever. We can drive anywhere.
And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, we're giving away tickets for you to join us for the KLOS second annual takeover of Disney California Adventure Park, and that continues all day.
Yeah. So we'll see you tomorrow. I'll give you a pair or four, whatever it is, man. We'll give it to you, baby. We're going to give it to you. Yeah, you know.
I don't like what's happening right now.
I don't either. I'm off to pet the kitty. Bye.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The Beatles released the single All You Need Is Love on this day in rock in 1967. It ended up becoming their 14th U.S. number one hit. Jimi Hendrix played his final and eighth show, opening for the Monkees. On this day in rock in 1967, the Guess Who were asked to not play their song American Woman, quote, as a matter of taste. On this day in rock in 1970, when they played at the White House for Nixon and his royal guests, Prince Charles and Princess Anne.